Unlabeled Leadership is a volunteer service. We appreciate our guests for their stewardship and remarkable stories. We also appreciate listeners like you who back the show with star reviews and contributions.
Gary DePaul with Unlabeled Leadership. Welcome to episode 133, Catalina, a Leadership Story. Here's a shout out to listeners in Scotland, Hong Kong, and in the United States, Sarasota, Florida, and Athens, Georgia. With that, let's get started. This is a non-standard episode. It's actually the audio of a video that I created called Catalina, a Leadership Story. What you're about to hear is a true story about the rescue of a kitten and two insights about leadership. Near the end of the audio, I do a shout out to Mike Bassett, who was last week's guest. I hope that you find this audio useful and worthy of the Unlabeled Leadership podcast. Enjoy. It was 2014. My wife was driving over the Manatee River on the Green Bridge in Bradenton, Florida. The car in front of her had a passenger who threw something out the window. The object hit the rail, but bounced back on the bridge and rolled in an unusual way. My wife thought that was strange, and she became concerned. She reached the other side of the bridge, turned around, drove back, turned around again, and drove to where the object was. What she found was a brown paper bag. The bag was crumpled and moving. Being careful, she looked inside. What she found was a kitten that was only a few weeks old. It was beaten, bruised, bloody, and in terrible shape. My wife rushed to the vet, who attended to all the injury. What the kitten looked like after a few weeks of healing was this. I won't show you the picture immediately afterwards because it's just too horrific. My wife named her Catalina. We put Catalina in the bathroom with a small cooking tray that became her litter box. When it came time to eat, she would just tremble in complete fear, and she was very much afraid of everything, everyone, every noise. The vet highly recommended to hold Catalina as much as possible to get her used to humans, which we did. Over time, she healed and started to grow and became very comfortable with us, but not with anyone else. Catalina adored my wife and wanted to be with her all the time. We would give Catalina toys. Sometimes the toys, stuffed animals, were larger than her. She would take these stuffed animals into her private area where she had complete sanctuary, and she lived with them. While she got along with us and the other cats, she was still very much afraid. If someone came by, rang the doorbell in the morning to drop off a package or something like that, she would run and hide and would not come out until the evening. She would hide under just about anything. But feeling safe, it was a challenge. Over time, Catalina became more playful and hid less. Initially, with the other cats, Catalina was uncomfortable being around them. She eventually relaxed and seemed to enjoy their company. Her colors became darker, and she felt a lot more secure. Early one evening, the cats and I were in the same room. Suddenly, there were some explosions. The neighbors started celebrating the New Year with fireworks. Catalina was just about to hide under the bed, but I said, "It's okay, Catalina." Then, something happened. Catalina paused, looked at the other cats who were ignoring the explosions. Instead, they were grooming or napping. Rather than running and hiding, Catalina sat and listened for a while. After a while, as the fireworks increased, Catalina went to sleep. There's a valuable lesson in all this. Regardless if we're aware of it or not, regardless of our intentions, we model behaviors for other people. If we're in a difficult situation where people are beginning to panic, but we behave differently, it affects how they behave and how they react to the same situations. There's another lesson in this. This one is more subtle. Our beliefs, they affect our emotions. Now think about that. Our beliefs affect our emotions, not our events that we experience affect our emotions. Putting that a little bit differently, the stories we tell ourselves trigger specific emotions. Here's what I mean by that. An event happens. From that event, we develop certain beliefs. We interpret things, we add details, we think about how the event will affect us. From that, we have an emotional reaction. Now, the reaction is not from the event itself. No, it's from your beliefs and how you interpret the event. Putting it a little differently in context of an example, if you're in a company and you just found out your company was acquired, you might believe that because of that, there's going to be layoffs. Then you become upset or afraid. Your fear is because of the potential of layoffs, but it's not based on the company being acquired. Just because a company acquires another company, that doesn't mean there's going to be layoffs, and not necessarily layoffs in your department or with your particular role. We get upset based on the details that we fill in, whether they're true or not. Imagine you're driving your car and someone pulls out in front of you. What you experience is that someone cut in front of you. From that, you might think, that person did it deliberately. That person's a jerk. Because of that, you become angry and frustrated. Your anger and frustration is not the one cut in front of you, but it's because of your belief about why that happened, that this person was a jerk and did it deliberately. Suppose that in this situation, the person who cut you off just found out his daughter's in the hospital and is dying. He's racing to the hospital to be with her and try to be with her before she dies. When events happen, we tend to automatically react based on beliefs that we generate rather quickly. But there's this moment from when an event happens and the generation of a belief where we can affect what those beliefs are. One way of affecting those beliefs is by just simply being kind. What I mean by that is you assume the best intentions. Take at face value what happens. Instead of making up a story that's harmful, that someone did something wrong to you, you create a story that shows that the person has the best of intentions. By doing that, we have different emotional reactions that are more positive and, frankly, are more sincere and more accurate. Again, our beliefs affect our emotions, and the stories that we tell ourselves, whether they're automatically generated or we interject our own stories, trigger specific emotions. Mike Bassett, the author of The Man in the Ditch, had an extraordinary, terrible situation happen to him. He almost lost his law practice. But from the experience, he came up with some principles and beliefs that changed his life and how he approached just working with other people. One of the things he learned is similar to what I just talked about, and that is he believes assign the most generous intentions to others' actions. Another one is that communication, when it's grounded in true humility, can soften the hardest of hearts. I'm Gary DePaul, and I hope that Catalina's story has been helpful. Just remember, be kind to other people and change your stories by assuming the best intentions. Thank you for listening to the audio version of this video. If you'd like to view the actual video, go to the show notes. And if you have a question or comment, go to unlabeledleadership.com. Click the message icon and leave a voicemail message for up to 1 minute. I'd like to thank those who contribute to the show. Your donations makes a difference because this is a volunteer service. Thank you for listening. I'm Gary DePaul. Until next time, lead on.